You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you tonight. We started off with Beth Ditto and the Violent Femmes, and we have a really cool show in store for you tonight. Later on, we'll be previewing Dayton Music Fest 2018. Nathan Peters is going to be by and hip us to all the cool stuff happening at this year's event. But up first, we have a really awesome band in the studio. They are of Yellow Springs and Minneapolis, and we will explain what all of that means. But I'm going to say that Yellow Springs gets to claim them for the time being. We'll get to know them here in just a moment, but first, we're going to hear some live music from The Wrong Omar. Take it away, you guys.
Hold on. Hold on. All right, here we go. Opera house I had played. The car was all packed up and ready. I wandered across Maple Street. Dark windows and hip-hop were playing. She took me under her wing and flew to the subwoofer shaking. Many Jack and Cokes and did we drink. My bucket list checking off things. Now it's good night, my Watertown road. Your husband got an early parole. He surprised us that night in your trailer park. I never had a shave so close. I ran off without any clothes. I drove 4 hours naked back home singing, good night, my Watertown road. We danced the night away. My compliments to the DJ. Then we sat in your car and you spake about a baby that died just from shaking 10 years ago until the day. Your husband's a prison to pay. It was clear that you never forgave him. Not a word of a letter was written. Now it's good night, my Watertown Rose. Your husband got an early parole. He surprised us that night in your trailer park. I never had a shave so close. I ran off without any clothes. I drove 4 hours naked back home singing, good night, my Watertown Rose. I drove those 4 hours straight. With engine heat keeping me warm, I got home sound and safe. Thank God before the break of day. Whenever that house music plays, good fortune, her do I pray. I had plenty of things on my plane, and this song is my thanks. Now it's good night, my Watertown Rose. Your husband got an early parole. He surprised us that night in your trailer park. I never had a shave so close. I ran off without any clothes. I drove 4 hours naked back home singing, good night, my Watertown Rose.
the wrong Omar, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, officially.
Thank you. It's really good to finally be here. I mean, I knock on the door every Wednesday, and you never let me in.
Just waiting for that perfect moment.
Mm-hmm. And it's arrived.
Well, speaking of kind of perfect moments, I feel like it was a bit of serendipity that brought you here, both to this studio and to Yellow Springs. Now, Joey, you hail from Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
How did you make your way to this village that we call home?
It was serendipitous. Well, I was 7 years a music bum, 7 years of freedom, but I had to take a year off to rebuild the bankroll, so to speak. So I took a job at Wright Pat, and I was all set to move into an apartment outside of Fairborn. But I didn't like the way the parking lot looked. There's something fishy about it. It seemed too sterile and cold. So I drove into town Sunday night before I was supposed to move in on a whim to discover Yellow Springs. And I walked around and my heart went boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, I got to live here. And so I broke my lease and checked into the Springs Motel for a week. And the two women there took me under their wing and showed me the lay of the land here. And December 1st, I moved into Hawthorne Place. And it's my new favorite place to be.
That's wonderful. And in thinking about relocating to the larger Miami Valley before you even found Yellow Springs, I know you said, 7 years a musician and, have to kind of refill the coffers, as it were. Yeah. Was the idea always to bring the music with you as you were doing the day job thing too?
I think so. And I finally found these two guys. Well, I found Jason tonight.
Which I love.
I don't even know his last name. But he's got a great laugh, and he really wouldn't take no for an answer. I said, it's too late. And he goes, no, we're going to rock this thing, man. Baby, it's going to be great. And so here he is. And then I met Matt many months ago. It was the first week I moved into the apartment. It was warm last December. And I'm standing out there, and I hear some guy walking and playing a guitar, and his dog had this flashing neon collar. I'm like, what is the deal with this thing? It's really funny. And then it was a week after that or so, I was at the library downloading Star Trek Voyagers, Deep Space Nine.
Good choice.
Just waiting for my downloads to complete, and here comes this dude riding a bicycle, no-handed, playing a guitar, same guy. And it was odd how it happened. So then I get on Nextdoor, the phone app, get Nextdoor, and I put out a word, I need musicians. And several people called, but Matt called too, and I went over to his house to jam, not knowing it was the guy on the bike. And so I showed up at his house, and he's only like a block away. And it's like, you're the guy that rides his bike, and he does. And here he is. And then he rides it with his bass viol too. He rides it everywhere.
I love it.
So there you go. Part of our calisthenic or physical.
Yeah, it's like, it's training right there.
Yeah. We'll have to do a gig on bicycles, maybe.
That would be amazing. I want to see that now.
Fundraiser.
You've put it out in the universe, and now it has to happen.
It can be.
Well, before we get too far, I would love to hear another live song, if you would.
All righty. Well, I keep trying to become a rock and roll star, and I figure I'm going to keep trying until I'm an old man, maybe once I have dementia even. And so I wrote this here song with the idea that if I practice it really hard, I'll be able to play it even after I've forgotten my own name. It's my life strategy. And as strategies go, it's kind of unique because if I achieve it, I won't know it. And if I don't achieve it, I won't know it either. So I think it'll work out. A song called Rocking Chair. Hold on. One, two, off we go. When I'm old and gray, well, I won't care. I play the guitar in my rocking chair. born and raised on rock and roll, and I'll play it till the day I die. When I'm broke in bed and cast aside, my life I'll spend all alone and crying. I'll play the blues to ease my mind, and I'll shuffle all through the night. I broke my hip, I fell on a stair, I snuck outside and can't remember where. Old and gray, but I don't care, I play the guitar in my rocking chair. When I went walking back and cast aside, my life I spent all alone and crying. I'll find a nurse to help me roll my dope, and I'll play the harp with my junk hanging out. When I can't get my shirt on, I pull off my shoes and get to the bathroom, I shovel my food. I tap the floor while singing that tune, take me up to that spirit in the sky. I broke my hip, I fell on a stair, I snuck outside and can't remember where. Old and gray, but I don't care, I play the guitar in my rocking chair. Oh, yeah. Too weak to stand, and it's too late to run. I crap in my neck, got in the old folks home. When all my friends are dead and gone, I'll have three chords left I can play. Hey, when all of my deeds are all long forgotten, nobody needs me and my teeth are all rotten. I have the song and a chatter rocking when I don't even know my name. I'm broke my hip, I fell on a stair, snuck outside, I can't remember where. Oh, that gray part, I don't care, I played the guitar in my rocking chair. Hey, hey, I played the guitar in my rocking chair.
It's The Wrong Omar live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. May we all be so lucky, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we were talking about, you know, right there, that was perhaps a glimpse into the future.
Maybe it is the future.
Perhaps.
Maybe it's
perhaps
happening
we
right
just
now.
Channeled, have a little direct line there. But we were chatting about how you came to Yellow Springs, but I am curious. So 7 years a musician prior to that. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in the musician's life. Were you one of these folks that grew up with a guitar in your hand?
Well, I only tell the truth. So it was a way to be with a girl.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Michigan Tech for college and engineering school, and very few females there, and I wanted to meet one. Or at least talk to one. So I worked really hard to get the band together. That's kind of how it started.
And I know there's a story behind the name of the band. Do tell.
Do tell. Well, I raised my family in Elk River, Minnesota. Very Midwest. Lots of Norwegians. Lots of Lutherans. They're all Swenson, Johnson, all these Norwegian names. Well, for some strange reason, there were two inmates, both named Omar, in the Sherburne County Correctional Facility. One of them was up for parole, the other was not.
Ooh.
And they let the wrong one go.
Oh! There's a song in that.
Now, they're Minnesota nice. They didn't get mad.
Yeah.
They're like, he'll come back. He'll do the right thing. And they took out, like, spots on the community television station and stuff, asking him to come back and fulfill his obligation. He was disinclined to acquiesce to their request.
You know, sure, that's fair.
So they let the right one go, and the next week in the paper, the headline was "Wrong Omar Released from Jail."
Perfect.
And I've been on the run ever since.
Now you find yourself in Yellow Springs, Ohio. On the radio.
I shouldn't broadcast it too much.
But. You know. So when you're coming to a city like Yellow Springs and you start to discover, you know, the guy on the bike playing his guitar and stuff like that, and you're thinking about like, hey, I want to bring the band here or form a band, you know, with the players that are in the community. How much are you sort of dictating the arrangements of these songs, and how much are you saying, looking around at the players available and letting them kind of put their own little something on it?
It's the latter. Time to get there. But like, if you listen to the album, it's a big, like, Rocking Chair is a big shuffle rock kind of vintagey album, but the arrangement should fit who's in the room with you. And so over the course of my life, the songs have gotten simpler and more. It's more, the song is the chords and the lyrics and the melody, and everything else is draped around that, depending on who's there. And so the songs sound good in this format. They sound good big too, but I just let it flow. Basically, let people do whatever they want, unless it's really distracting. But these guys are my soulmates now, musical soulmates.
It's going to be cool for you as a songwriter to hear how, you know, people sometimes that you've just met are reacting to and interpreting your songs and really getting into that musical dialogue with them. Do you find that that can sort of transform the song into something different than it was originally intended?
It'll breathe new life into it. So it keeps it fresh. But like it takes a while to get there. But you finally start hearing your own song like you would a cover song. It just It's this thing out there to be moved into whatever direction you want to take. It doesn't seem like yours anymore. And so yeah, when people do funny stuff, it's almost like being an audience member at a performance. Because like it's more free spirited with me, more improvisational with the people I get. But they'll be doing some weird stuff, and I'm in the middle of the song cracking up because they do some really fun thing. So it's an experience for me, too. It's good.
I love it.
Yep.
So for folks who want to experience that kind of musical dialogue happening in front of them, live in person, I know you guys have some gigs coming up. Where can folks see you live?
This weekend, we're going to be in Eaton at Taffy's. The music mecca of the universe.
Yes.
I think it's still of the universe.
I believe so. Last time I checked.
That's Friday. We're at George's Majestic Lounge in Canton on Saturday.
Great.
And then on the 28th, we're at the Crow's Nest in Cincinnati.
Perfect.
And then we're going to be back here in Yellow Springs on October 19th. That's a Friday at the Emporium. And we might be doing Porch Fest, and we might be doing some other benefit stuff, but that's the calendar.
Perfect, perfect. And the Emporium, that'll be a fun one, because I know that crowd likes to dance.
It's some crazy, sketchy people in there. Yeah. It's questionable behavior.
Oh, yeah. All that dancing and wine drinking. We've got the Wrong Omar live in the studio. Would you guys play another for us?
We're going to do a song called One Hit Wonder. Two, ready, go. I wanna be a one-hit wonder, play the same song over and over, riding a bus called Little Bo Wonder, air-conditioned with a color TV, travel like an old country singer, face wrinkled and my hair getting thinner, living off a 15 minutes of fame that I had in the day. I wanna be a one-hit wonder, a one-hit wonder. Iowa City, Gabe's Oasis, the free stage on a Wednesday. I slept in the car, then drove all day, and on a solemn Louisiana, I played a wedding in New Orleans at the Nutri-Grounds Cafe. I sang for an hour, then left with a tray of meatball jambalaya. I wanna be a one-hit wonder, play the same song over and over, riding a bus called Little Boy Wonder, air-conditioned with a color TV, travel like an old country singer, face wrinkled and my hair getting thinner, living off my 15 minutes of fame that I had in the day. I wanna be a one-hit wonder. A one-hit wonder. Played a circuit, Dubuque, and Lacrosse. I slept in a Walmart parking lot. I played St. Louis Evangelines, then I camped at Hazel Creek. I played Memphis, the P&H. I played the Gunflint Tavern and Grand Marais. I camped in the snow, in the sleet, and the rain, and set up the tent by the headlight. But now I wanna be a one-hit wonder. Play the same song over and over, riding a bus called Little Boy Wonder, air conditioned with a color TV, travel like an old country singer, face wrinkled and my hair getting thinner, living off of 15 minutes of fame that I had in the day. I wanna be a one-hit wonder.
Wrong Omar live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can see them live at Tappy's in Eaton on Friday. They're coming to Canton on Saturday. They'll be down at the Crow's Nest in Cincinnati, and mark your calendars for October 16th at the Emporium here in Yellow Springs. Now, I know that your time with us here in this community is finite. What is going to be next for you after you, you know, have made your mark on Yellow Springs and move on?
I think Yellow Springs is going to be a recurring theme in my life. I think I'll get back here at some point.
Did you drink from the Yellow Spring? Because that'll guarantee.
I was warned against that. But
there are pros and cons to that, but.
But I have been walking the Glen. I've been walking from Hawthorne Place all the way to Clifton Mill every weekend.
Nice.
Just seeing the season change there. It's beautiful. Yeah, I'll get back here. But next year, I think the next thing I want to do is I want to do a canoe-based tour, like of the Mississippi.
That's awesome.
And I'll just have everything with me, like a mandolin and this drum set thing I got that I play with my feet. And I'll just roll into town, stash the canoe and the gear and portage to the venue.
That's awesome. And are you, when you do that, are you planning on playing solo or do you think you'll kind of like, you know, see who's around? Because, you know, you say canoe trip along the Mississippi and I'm like, there is some musically rich stuff happening, you know, on those waters.
I guess we'll just see what happens.
Cool.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to schedule the gigs, because like weather happens and dams happen. You got to navigate the locks. But I think I'm qualified to do it. I've done a lot of canoeing. I'm not afraid of experiencing a new town, you know.
That sounds like there's a, I don't know, maybe it's an album or maybe it's a book or something, but you got to document that some way, somehow. There's a story in there.
I think it could produce a few stories, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we will look forward to hearing those. But in the meantime, we're going to value the time we have with you here in our community. Those dates, again, when you all can go see The Wrong Omar. It's Friday night at Taffy's in Eaton. They'll be in Canton on Saturday, down in Cincinnati at the Crow's Nest coming up, and right here in Yellow Springs at the Emporium on October 16th. And we've got a link up to the website for The Wrong Omar on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But before we let you guys go, I got to hear one more.
All right.
Let's do it.
Well, there's a story behind this one. I was on a music tour, and I was driving from La Crosse, Wisconsin, down to Dubuque, Iowa. And the plan was to sleep in a Walmart parking lot to shave expenses off. And so I got there, and it was like 2 in the morning, and there was a surprising amount of activity, even at 2 in the morning, at the Walmart parking lot there. But nonetheless, I found an unoccupied corner, backed the car in, and reclined the seat, rolled the window down a little bit, and I reflected. I ruminated about life in the music business and the vicissitudes of life in the music biz, and as I drifted off, the Rolling Stones appeared to me in my dream. They were all there, even the dead ones. And before they spoke, I said, "Whoa, stop. Don't tell me. You're here to tell me that if I live an honorable life from this point forward, I'll get to be a rock and roll star in heaven, right?" And they said, "Look, we're the Rolling Stones. We will not speak of heaven or hell. And we're not here to tell you how to lead your life. We're just going to explain the rules, okay?" And they snapped their fingers, and I was transported into this experience where I saw my future. And they said, "You get to play sold-out shows every night for eternity in the afterlife. Heaven or hell, it doesn't matter. It's everything you ever dreamed of. There's huge crowds and these huge stages. And behind you every night is this stack of Marshall amplifiers. It goes from one end of the stage to the other, and it's about 100 feet high." And they kept pointing to it. I said, "I got it. I like it. Sign me up." I didn't see how I could lose. But they did stop me, and they said, "Oh, there's one small catch, and we want you to pass this along to all the musicians you meet out there." So this is kind of a public service announcement from the Rolling Stones to all the musicians out there through me. They said, "There's no groupies up in heaven and no roadies down in hell. Hell, hell, hell. And they faded out, and the echo of their voices turned into the sound of a flashlight. The security guard from Walmart was tapping on the window, and he explained that they no longer let people sleep in their parking lot. But anyway, that's the story. You want to hear the song now? Or did we use up the whole time?
Let's do it. Right. Let's do the song. I got to hear the further cautionary tale.
One, two, off we go. I had a vision last night, a dream about the Rolling Stone. Like Charlie Dickens wrote, a visit from my morning's ghost. They told me, "Listen and heed, for your benefit a story's told. For eternity you play, when you die and they put you in a home. There's a sign that they put up outside of the pearly gates, the words that were here for the tale. Signed and dated by both deities, same for the gates of hell. So listen, rock and rollers, and I will bestow the wisdom that you should know. Choose the rope that you cling to pray or sell your soul. And there ain't no groupies up in heaven, no roadies down in hell. 'Cause there ain't no groupies up in heaven, no roadies down in hell." They said you finally get your wish, you playing on a sold out show. There's people all around and fans everywhere that you go. You're never on your own sound, your pickpocket overflows. You never sleep in your car, but live forever out on the road. But there's a sign that they put up outside of the pearly gates, the words that were here for the tale, signed and dated by both deities, same for the gates of hell. So listen, rock and rollers, and I will bestow the wisdom that you should know. Pick your poisons carefully, 'cause anything can get old. And there ain't no groupies up in heaven, no roadies down in hell, 'cause there ain't no groupies up in heaven, no roadies down in hell. It's not a place to preach, I tell you which way you should go. We explain each option equally, but hurry, it's time to go. Now you're standing at the counter, they're just about to call your own. The crew's already boarding, the captain says time to go. Now you're looking all around your seat for anybody you know. I sit down and remain, but all up could be a bumpy road. Now listen, rock and rollers, and I will bestow the wisdom that you should know. You can lift your soul, or you can lift those amplifiers on your own. And there ain't no groupies up in heaven, no roadies down in hell, 'cause there ain't no groupies up in heaven, no roadies down in hell, 'cause there ain't no groupies up in heaven, no roadies down in hell, hey, hell.
It's The Wrong Omar live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Playing a cautionary tale there, I have to say, via the spectral Rolling Stones, as we shall call them.
Thanks, Julia. Well, same time next week.
Absolutely.
All right.
In the meantime, you can check out The Wrong Omar live at Taffy's in Eaton this Friday. They're going to be up in Canton on Saturday. You can see them down in Cincinnati coming up, as well as in Yellow Springs right here at the Emporium on October 16th. And we've got links up to connect with the band at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. This was such a pleasure, you guys. Thank you so much for being here, and don't be a stranger, okay?
Can I do like a call sign thing?
Yeah.
What should I say? Like, this is listener-supported radio?
Yeah.
This is listener-supported radio, WYSO.
Nailed it. Thanks so much to The Wrong Omar. We'll be back with more music here in just a moment on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Just be